Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1888. Honey, I Fired the Wealth Manager, by Barney of theescapeartist.me. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Honey, I Fired the Wealth Manager, by Barney of theescapeartist.me. One of the great things about a blog is the comments, emails, and other feedback from readers. Best of all are reader success stories like the one I have for you today. Like everything good, the rewards of blogging are not always obvious at first. You share your insights and try to make the world a better place, but it's not obvious that it's making any difference. The world carries on, seemingly regardless. But then I get feedback that makes me realize that people are actually putting the messages of the escape artist into action. So I want to share with you an email I recently received from a reader about how they fired their wealth manager. Taking control of your own investments, including pensions, is one of the single most important actions you can take on the path to financial independence. The cost savings accumulate into hundreds of thousands of pounds over an investing lifetime. But it's not just the cost savings that matters. It's also the mindset. The person who delegates looking after their money to others is often subconsciously evading responsibility for their own future. The irony is that most people think they're hiring a financial advisor or wealth manager in order to stand a better chance of beating the market. This is like a racehorse owner hiring a bigger jockey to improve performance. The financial advisor's fees are the extra weight carried. The horse, your portfolio, is now less likely to keep up with the other horses in the race. More likely, it will fall at one of the hurdles or finish last. Some think they're hiring a financial advisor in order to guide them through complexity, but it's easy to construct a simple, efficient portfolio. The complexity has been created by the financial services industry in order to confuse the public and justify its fees. I have no problem with financial advisors that give truly independent, fixed fee-based advice. The problem is that they're a minority. Incentives matter. Any financial advisor paid a percentage of funds under management, most of them, has a huge incentive to gather assets and keep the client in a state of dependence on the advisor. Have you ever wondered why the advisor's fees are deducted directly from your portfolio? Is this for convenience? Whose convenience? This is not some minor administrative detail. It's central to the entire business model. If the customers had to physically write them a check or get their credit card out to pay fees, most would be horrified at the sums involved. The game would be up. Awareness is the first step to change. I've helped a number of people calculate their total investing costs. This is harder than it sounds. The total costs borne by the client are not just the fees of the financial advisor. They also include the fees of each of the underlying fund managers, and then dealing costs, the bid offer spread, dealing commission, stamp duty, and price disturbance on trades, which can only be estimated. But it's material. Active fund managers churn their portfolios as they seek to minimize personal career risk. If you don't know how much, that is a specific number of pounds, euros, dollars you're paying in fees, that is a clue that you're being. As Warren Buffett puts it, if you're at the poker table and you don't know who the patsy is, then it's probably you. Everyone should try to calculate their total investing costs themselves. If you can't decipher the endless small print, don't give up. That's normal and no accident. The financial services industry likes it that way. Persevere until you get the answers. Once you know the true cost, it becomes obvious that you need to break up with your wealth manager. This is important. The rewards are huge and it's really easy. Get help if you need it. Ask a financially sophisticated friend to help you or hire an accountant or a financial coach. But don't take it just from me. Let's hear from a reader of the blog. Hi, the escape artist. Just thought I'd drop you a line and let you know that I finally broke up with my wealth manager. I braced myself for all his compelling arguments why I should stay. There were literally none. I expected it to be complicated to set up a SIP myself. It was easy. I thought that setting up a regular investment in a tracker fund would be difficult. It was simple. Everything is absolutely transparent now. I can see how much I've saved. I can see the effect of major events like the recent stock market wobble. I feel like I'm in control. I no longer have to try and fathom out the meaning of quarterly reports, which I suspect were deliberately baffling. I can just log in and see if the number at the bottom of the page has gone up or down. I only saw the annual management charges on the funds when I requested a list prior to ditching the wealth manager. I think they were all between 2 and 5%. That on top of a hefty setup fee too. Yikes. It's embarrassing to think about how gullible I was. Although in my defense, the wealth manager was introduced to me through my employer. This was at a time when the company was obligated to offer stakeholder pensions to all employees. This put him in a position of trust from where he was able to mount a Trojan horse type attack on my pension. Now that I'm in control of my pension, it's much easier to see what needs to be done before I can push the eject button at work. Obviously, my so-called wealth manager was never going to let on that it was all so easy. So thanks for shocking me into action, and I look forward to more motivational dispatches from the front line of financial independence. You just listened to the post titled, "Honey, I Fired the Wealth Manager," by Barney of theescapeartist.me. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Unfortunately, this isn't an uncommon story. Almost everyone I know who once used a financial advisor was mortified once they discovered how much they were paying in fees or how suboptimal their returns end up being over time. A close friend of mine recently asked me to look at her portfolio, which is currently managed by an advisor. She's 38 with about $200,000 in investments, but her advisor only manages her Roth IRA and after-tax brokerage, as the simple IRA that she receives through her employer is managed through a different bank. When I asked her how much she was investing, she said that she was contributing 3% to her simple IRA to get the match. She was fully funding her Roth IRA at $6,000 per year, and her advisor encouraged her to invest an additional $1,000 per month in an after-tax brokerage that he would manage. At first glance, it doesn't seem too problematic, but I asked her why she wasn't fully funding her simple IRA at $13,500 a year, which was the contribution limit in 2021. It usually makes the most sense to fully fund your tax-advantaged retirement vehicles before you start contributing to an after-tax brokerage account. The reason was that her advisor never pointed out to her that this would be more beneficial. And why would he? That isn't an account that he manages. So if she invests more money there, that's less assets under management fees for him. He was also holding about 2% of her assets in cash, which didn't make sense to me until I realized that this is likely the easiest way for him to pull out his fees, which, by the way, it was nearly impossible for us to figure out how much she was paying in fees based on her statements. They did a nice job burying this information. Finally, we looked at how her money was invested. He chose a simple collection of index funds, nothing that she couldn't have done on her own. The more you dig into investing, the more you'll realize that this isn't hard, and you can absolutely learn how to do it yourself. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.